What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another Brand Doctor podcast. We got my man, Dean Rogers, in the house today. And we are going to be talking about how personal branding has elevated his career in the real estate industry, how he came from the NFL and became the man that he is today in the real estate space. So, Dean, welcome to the show, man. Nice to meet you.
Thanks for having me, dude. Pleasure to be here.
I'm pumped. I guess, how did we meet? I think it was Patrick Precourt or something. Was it him?
Family Mastermind.
That's right. I remember that. So I was in that group. Was it last year, the year before? I forget. Time flies, dude. You know, it's like you have a kid and the game changes.
Hey, Kate, right? Kids change everything. That's for sure.
Right? Do you have any kids?
I got three and another on the way.
Oh, God bless you, dude. Holy. I got my hands full of one. So talk to us. You started your career in sports. You played for the Chargers.
Yep.
And so tell us the story. You know, I like to be told stories. So,
all right. I got a story for you here.
All right.
So, I mean, growing up, I don't know what you wanted to be when you grew up. Right. But mine was always professional athlete. And then, you know, some years it'd be NFL, some years it'd be NBA, you know, whatever sport I was playing in that season. And I was always kind of like shy to admit that I put that. But I mean, you know, I look over other people, they'd be putting it too, because we were all playing sports as kids, you know. But I truly wanted to be. And that's all I did and loved. I grew up in a small town in Central California. And so there was pretty much going to school and sports, and I didn't have like the beach next to me to realize maybe I could just go hang out with cute girls all day and who cares about sports, you know? All I knew was school and sports. And so that was my life, and I always excelled at them and did well, but you know, it was still kind of like a dream, like a fantasy of like what that would be like. But there I go, you know, going through high school, I was under recruited, you know, I had some bigger schools looking at me, but still like the ones that were most serious and that seemed like a good school too, that might help me for life after, presumably football in the future. I ended up going to a smaller college, you know, UC Davis, at least when it comes to football. Okay. And so, was now, playing that, there.
Let me stop there for a second. Did that piss you off, or did that bother you a little bit?
Can we cuss on this?
Yeah, absolutely. Listen,
fuck yeah, piss me off.
Okay, all right. So let's talk about that for a second. So your eyes are set on USC.
Yes.
You know,
I grew up in the West Coast, so all the Pac-10 schools at the time, you got the USC's, UCLA, Oregon, like all these schools, and then Fresno State was in my backyard where I grew up, which they looked at me, but they're like, you can come walk on here, you know? I'm like...
So walk me through that frustration, because that I can see some of our audience members attracting clients this way. Like, you know, I'm looking for those A-rate clients, but I keep getting these Z-list celebrities coming my way trying to, you know, make their next million in 60 days. Right. And so you know, walk us through that frustration. What was going through your head at that time? Am I not good enough? Is it me? What was
yeah. And I don't know, maybe I set myself up, because I was a running back in high school. You know, I'm, you know, 6'2", 6'3", white guy, decent speed. And I didn't get really recruited as a running back. It was like, hey, come play tight end. And that's where everybody recruited me as. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of like an unproven position for me. And maybe that played into it. I'm not sure. But at the end of the day, you know, I was so frustrated because I knew I could play at these schools.
Yeah.
And I saw other people that were going to these schools. I knew that I was better than them. And I just felt like the guy who was underlooked, you know. So I had a huge chip on my shoulder and was pissed off about it. So I went to Davis. Now
how'd you work through that chip?
There was really nothing for me to think about. It was like, I'm still going to go, I'm going to go to this next level and I'm going to show these mofos what's up. Right. And I'm going to show them what they missed out on and I'm going to make it to the next level. So I show up and, mind you, this part of the story I had never really told until just recently. Cause, I was almost embarrassed to mention it, you know, because I got a half scholarship. I didn't even get a full scholarship to go play at this school that to me didn't feel like where the level I could be at. Right. And so I got a half scholarship. I see other guys with full scholarships there that aren't as good as me or whatever. And so that's another thing, like, all right, well, I'm going to go put in the work and I'm going to show them. And of course I earned a full ride scholarship, but, yeah, it was just like a constant feeling of that kind of underdog, that underdog feeling. And so, you know, I got playing time right away. I redshirted, got playing time. My redshirt freshman year was a starter, my redshirt sophomore year, right, all the way through the end. And started getting recruited, getting scouts coming to the practice and looking at me and all that kind of good stuff. So I felt like, okay, I'm putting in the work, I'm getting the accolades and all that kind of stuff. And I can see this being a future for me. And so kind of that process to get to the NFL was kind of crazy because it was the year of the lockout and it was a different experience. They didn't have the mini training camps, the rookie training camps. They didn't have everything that they would normally have with the same level of access to the scouts and to the teams. Like, it was full blown radio silence for 6 months after the combine. And another thing, like underdog thing, I didn't go to the big time combine. I went to a regional combine in Orange County and didn't get invited to the big combine. So, you know, kind of flash forward, the lockout lifts and I get a call from my agent. He's like, "Yo, dude, you got your bags packed? The Chargers are on the other line. They want to talk to you."
Wow. I'm like,
"Oh shit. I was just about to leave town where there's in the mountains where there's no service." Like, good thing I didn't leave.
Yeah. Right.
And so he flips the phone over. They're like, "Hey Dean, we're excited to have you. You ready to go?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm ready to go." And they're like, "Well, good, because you're getting out on a plane at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning." And it was like, you know, 5-6 o'clock at night.
Wow.
So I was like, all right, cool. So I get on the plane. I show up. I get, you know, the red carpet rolled out right away. I got the driver. One of the player guys picks me up and drives me in and takes me the veteran. Now, the veterans were there actually early because they didn't have to deal with the whole lockout stuff. So they were already there and practicing. And, dude, I'm telling you right now, day one of showing up, like, my butthole puckered a little bit because I went to a smaller school. Granted, I played against, you know, Cal and Fresno State when I was playing there, but we didn't have linemen that were all 6'6", 350 pounds on the offense and defense.
Basically buses with arms and legs.
Yes. And everybody else that's a skill player is as big as me and, you know, just jacked out of their minds. So day one again there, I was like, "Yo, dude, these guys are the real deal. Like, these guys are freaks." And so I kind of like had this overwhelming feeling come over my body. Like, dude, am I going to be able to do this? Like, this is nuts. Went to bed that night, woke up and was like, "Hell yeah, I got this. Let's go." And
what triggered? What switched?
It was, you know, fight or flight, dude. It was like, you're either going to tuck your tail or you're going to show up to the game. And I decided to show up and, you know, that first day they flew me in, took me by practice and they took me through a physical, made sure my body worked and was good. Introduced me to all the equipment guys, introduced me to different players, got all my equipment. It was like, all right, we're starting practice tomorrow. Like, there's no warm up. There's no, let's start studying the playbook. No, your ass is practicing tomorrow. And oh, by the way, you need to be ready. You know,
you're in the big leagues now, boy.
In the big leagues, like, show up. So, right away, dude, it was pretty cool. You know, I get in, start practice, and the very first play. Now, this plays into the whole story of why I stopped playing, but they moved me from tight end, which I played in college, to fullback. So I'm playing fullback now. And the very first play I'm in, day one, is a counter play. So, you know, I run the left and come back around the right, and I'm supposed to block the strong safety flying off the edge. And lo and behold, it's, you know, Pro Bowler Bob Sanders flying off the edge. He's a big hitter kind of dude. And I just light his ass up. And North Turner just loses it. He throws his clipboard. He's like, "There you go, Rogers." He's just lit up. And I'm like, "Ooh, this is cool. Like, this is dope, man." So the same thing just kind of continued. Like, I just kept showing up, playing and doing what I was supposed to do. And, you know, pancaking dudes and stuff like that. And North Turner stopping me in the hallway, telling me like, hey, you're going to have a long career. I'm like, holy shit. Like, how many people has this guy seen? And he's already telling me this, like, this is crazy.
Right.
But okay. Where the story kind of comes to a kind of shift in the storyline. Before I get there, I will say the NFL lifestyle experience is crazy.
I have a couple clients that are in the NFL, so okay. I know.
So it's crazy. Like if you've seen the show Ballers on HBO, if you've seen Hard Knocks, like I'd say it's a combination of those where Hard Knocks, it's like everybody's intense, super like testosterone, alpha male, like competitive out the ass. Like you better not like stutter or else we're going to rip you to pieces. Kind of male energy. And then you've got like women throwing themselves at guys like supermodel chicks. You like, where'd she come from? You know, she just like, she just popped out of that hedge. We're walking on the sidewalk and the supermodel just popped out of the hedge. Did you see that? Like, this is crazy.
Oh my God, I love it.
You know, just you're getting on the airplane to go to a game and they've got like, you know, chef meals are walking around. They're handing you envelopes with money in it. I even asked them, I'm like, what's this for? They're like, spending money. I'm like, there's like thousands of dollars in here. What are you talking about? You already pay me. Like, what's this? Just spending money. I'm like, this is cool. You know, like just everything was just different. Right. Yeah. And it was kind of like that Hollywood fairy tale kind of experience. Sure. And a lot of that's the media. They just blow that stuff up.
Sure.
And the reason I say that is because like, dude, once you get there and you're in the locker room, like they're just peers. Like I just was playing video games as, you know, Philip Rivers. And now he's, hey, Dino, how's it going? You know, like I heard you were from Visalia, you know, like Antonio Gates is talking to me. Hey, you know what? It's funny. You said you're from Visalia. I was, you know, played at a community college there. Let me tell you a story about that. And, you know, it's like, oh, cool. We're buddies now.
Yeah. You're colleagues.
Yeah. So that was crazy and surreal, but to give you the short version of the story, I had this realization, dude, if I'm going to keep playing fullback, I'm going to die at an early age. Like, even though I was playing great, felt great, North Turner telling me I'm going to have a long career, from the neck down, I felt amazing. Like the nutrition and the, you know, the physical therapy and everything, like the workouts, I was lifting more than I ever had in my life. Like I felt amazing from the neck down, but like my head was hurting from just bashing in play after play as fullback. Wow. 'Cause now I'm running 10 yards away, trying to kill the dude in front of me. And instead of being a tight end on a running play and blocking a dude who's a yard away, like that collision's different. And so it felt like a head on collision because it was. And I'd have to like ice my head sometimes after practice, dude. Like it was pretty intense. So for me, the short story is,
did you have a family yet or no?
I had a wife.
Okay.
No kids.
Okay.
Got married a month out of college to my high school sweetheart.
Okay.
And, so yeah, man, I just had this gut feeling inside, like, ah, dude, this, everything about this is everything I ever wanted, like the 7-figure contract, the freaking dream career to play in the NFL, like this amazing lifestyle in front of me that's going to create all these opportunities. But if I keep doing this one thing that I love and that seems perfect, I'm going to definitely die early. There's no question.
It's going to shorten my life. Yeah,
it's going to shorten my life. And I'm probably going to be a vegetable walking around, you know, half functioning, you know, like there's something wrong about this. And it was the hardest decision ever. And then there's other things like Junior Seau killed himself that year.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, I'm seeing veterans that are coming around that are just messed up and busted up. And it's just, it's the one thing about the sport that you almost can't avoid, depending upon what position you're in. And it's life changing.
Yeah, the physicality of it.
And the physicality I loved, again, felt great, was playing great, and was blowing dudes up. But, dude, it was just a head thing that you couldn't do anything about. And so made the decision to walk away and basically had to start all over, dude.
Wow. So how many years did you play? Was it just year one? You just played a year? Yeah, you just played a year. Wow. Interesting. Wow. The people have like lived their whole life to play in the league. They get there and it becomes them. You know, they become so immersed in into the lifestyle and everything. You know, one of my clients, Brandon Copeland, he's been in the game for 9 years. And just keeps trucking. I think last year was his last year. Don't quote me on that. He's got a lot of shit that he's doing now. Like he's got a show on Netflix and stuff. So he's a busy dude, but like he was in the league for 9 years, just crushing. Dude. He was a linebacker. So, grew up with the game, and basically that was the first 30 years. He's a little younger than us. So like first 30 years of his life is that. And now he's kind of in your position now where he's becoming the entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And, you know, he went to Wharton, he went to UPenn. Like, you know, he's a really smart dude. He's going to be just fine, but it's amazing how you chose. Some people get hurt.
Yeah.
Some people, you know, like they get cut. You said, now I'm going to go a different route. The world, the universe is telling me through these signs that I'm here for a different reason.
Yeah.
So talk to us about, so you're transitioning now out of the NFL, and now you're saying to yourself, what? Holy shit, I got to get a job. I got to support my wife and start a family. And how scary was that? Or were you like, I'm going to take this bull by the horns and we'll make it happen?
Yeah, it was tough because I am, you know, I'm still talking to you know, Chargers and different teams and stuff like that, like figuring out what I'm going to do. And I had a buddy reach out to me, right, that knew me well. And he's like, hey, I know that you're done playing football now. Like, I got a really good opportunity for you. I'm working for this corporate company and, you know, they're pre-IPO and they're going to blow up. Like, this could be really good for you. So told me all about it. He basically walked me in the door, cutting the line of all the normal, you got to go through all these interviews and blah, blah, blah. Like, he basically just walked me right into the position.
Okay.
And, so I started there, man. I didn't even really think twice about it. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take action and I'm just going to go for it. So I jump right into it, man. And there I go. I'm like, this is all it is. Like, this is easy. Like, I'm used to working sun up till sundown and having to physically give it everything I got, like every last bit of myself from, you know, strength training and practice and, then you got games and you're traveling, like all this kind of stuff. And now I'm just like rolling up and sitting at a desk. Like, this is easy. You know, I'm going to kill it in this game. So I work my ass off. And
what company was it? Was it real estate?
It's a software company.
Oh, it's a software company. Okay.
Software company.
We're not in the real estate game yet.
Not even in real estate.
Okay.
So software company, busting my tail, seeing like this is super easy. So a year passes, right? I get a year into it. I'm like, okay, so I went from a 7-figure contract to working in the Bay Area, getting an entry-level $65,000 salary.
Okay, big difference.
Wasn't in a sales position. Granted, that obviously gives you opportunity if you crush it to make more. They're like, wow, dude, great effort. You're doing great. Let's give you a $2,000 bonus. Like, okay. This is not going to get me anywhere back to the lifestyle that I was just in. I need to take this, you know, bull by the horns and figure life out. It seems myself. So I do what a lot of us did at some point in time, but I did it right away. Went home, just kind of thought about like, what are the things that I like am passionate about? What are the things that I like? What can I put my effort towards and get results? And so I just kind of thought, well, I like real estate. I remember seeing the Dean Graziosi late night commercials and loving those like as a teenager and almost buying the course, you know, even though I didn't have any money or even a credit card. And I was like, you know what, how to get started in real estate. I typed it into Google and found Sean Terry's free Flip to Freedom podcast. Okay. And he's talking how to get started in real estate with little to no money by getting into these projects. Like, I didn't know how to flip houses or do anything, but you know, I just listen to a couple podcasts and here I'm learning. I can get these properties under contract, sell them to someone else, make some quick money. Like, this sounds like something I could do. So 3 months from the day I typed it into Google, I did my first deal, closed it, actually co-wholesaling it with Sean Terry. I took his stuff so serious. I listened to it word by word that I even did marketing in his market where he was talking about he was doing it in, you know, Peoria and doing it in, you know, Glendale and all these places in Phoenix, Arizona. So I'm doing my marketing there online and got a deal, couldn't sell it. So I got creative. I filled out the information on his website. Like, I was a seller and had his acquisition guy call me. And so he's like, oh, we'll get it sold for you. Let me connect you with Sean. So got it sold. And there I was, dude, I had the bug. I was like, dude, I know I can do this. So just built it from there. There's of course a lot more to the story, yeah. But
so that's 10 years ago. In other words,
yeah. So I've been 9 years now. Yeah.
Wow. That's freaking awesome. So one thing I realized when I was in that group that you're in now was there's hundreds of thousands of you guys.
Yeah.
And you are all doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So how the fuck do you stand out from all those other guys that are ripping along?
How do you take it to the next level?
Right. Like, I just saw it in the group, and these guys are top earners. I mean, they're performers. You could see that they take their shit really serious. So this is where branding comes in, specifically personal branding, especially in your space, right? Everybody's looking for the go-to guy or the go-to gal or somebody that they could trust, somebody they could believe, somebody that's not going to screw them over, somebody that's going to teach them the right way instead of the quick and easy and fast way, right? Everybody wants that, but there's prices to pay for each, right? Yeah. So how the hell does Dean Rogers break through all of that freaking noise?
Yeah. So I love this topic because once I grasped this and understood it and realized my own story and was able to like bring that to the table, it really changed everything. Mm. And so I'd admittedly say for years, I kind of ignored my story. And part of it was because I was a virtual investor. I wasn't necessarily shaking hands with everybody I was doing business with, just having phone conversations. But I kind of just put my head down and I had that chip on my shoulder again, right? Because I started over. Now I'm brand new in another industry, another business. Nobody really knows me. And so how do I make my way? Well, I'm going to do what I've always done. I'm going to put a ton of effort and just get results. And those will speak for themselves. So I kind of left my own brand, left my own story that everybody loves to talk about. I mean, what kind of experience? It's pretty cool to talk about making it to the NFL, right? And what that's like. Everybody can relate to it and want to talk about it. But I kind of ignored it for years and just focused and had my head down. But when the light bulb finally went off, I had some good friends like, dude, you need to put content out there. You need to like get a brand around everything. When the light bulb finally went off, my business changed for sure. Like, it exploded from there.
Do you remember that moment? Do you remember what, like, you know, was there a specific conversation? I kind of want to highlight this moment because it was a big one for you.
Yeah. So it kind of happened in two parts. So the precursor to really taking it to the next level was before I started doing the branding and kind of did a more local branding thing. So I have, I first started, okay, just to tell you, as we were kind of building a local brand with my flipping business, my investment company. People started to recognize us and know us because we're doing, you know, we went from doing a couple deals a month to 3 to 5 deals a month to 5 to 8 and then 8 to 10, right? People are like, okay, I see these guys around.
Okay.
So we started to get a little bit brand around our investment company.
Okay.
And as a result, I started going to social media with it and sharing like what I was doing. Okay. Hey, look at the deals we're doing. Here's some proof of concept. Here's some social proof. Oh, by the way, if there's anyone else there out there that needs help with a deal, you need us to look at it, help you through it. even call the seller and help negotiate it, right? Whatever it is, we'll help you put the deal all together. We'll work it together like we're a partner, and we'll split it 50-50, right? So we kind of went with this concept of joint venturing with people on these deals.
Sure.
Doing JV deals. And by coming forward with helping people, they started taking notice. People started reaching out. And then I started sharing that I was doing deals with other people. Hey guys, check out this deal I just did with so-and-so. We made, you know, $20,000 or $30,000 or $40,000. We split it. This was the situation. Then it kind of evolved. Like, I love sending my friends money. Hey, look at this $20,000 I just sent my friend, blah, blah, blah. Then I was like, I should like kind of brand this, you know, should kind of brand this whole concept. And I came up with friends with benefits. So I came up with the idea of friends with benefits, just to be a little cheeky. And I made t-shirts out of it. So if you wanted to be, you know, a friend with benefits and make money, hey, you want to make money with friends. I love making money with friends, friends with benefits. Then, you know, send us over something. We'll help you through it. And you can earn, you know, you can get out of the friend zone. And so now we have people literally sending us deals saying, hey, I want to earn that friends with benefits. I'm an extra large. Right. And so people are wanting these shirts, and because it's fun, like not only are we helping you maximize that deal, cause we're good at negotiating a good deal. We're good if we're wholesaling it to sell it to a cash buyer at top dollar. And then we're great at getting it through escrow and solving problems and overcoming hurdles, cause we've really mastered all of that. So we're maximizing that deal, earning the most profit, and then helping you throughout that entire thing. So the kind of tagline is, you're going to earn more doing less, right?
Okay.
So that kind of evolved into a brand. And then I had a good friend, Stratton Brown, who reached out to me. He's in my local market and good at branding and everything. He's like, dude, you got to do content. Like, you're speaking at some masterminds, you're speaking at some meetups and stuff. You need to do content. You need to get a brand, do all this kind of stuff. I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't
what
know
was
how
the
to
hesitation.
Do
all... What was the hesitation? I'm busy,
I don't have a camera, you know, I don't know how to edit it.
Okay.
How long is it going to take? I don't have the time.
Yeah,
he's like, dude, here, you know, let me send you the links to all these, this camera. Here's the cord to hook it up to your computer. Here's the thing that you attach it to that. Yeah, by the way, I got a team that will manage it for you. I'm like, all right. You know, so he pushed me. He just kicked my butt right off the ledge and got me into it. And right away, like, a brand was formed. And from there, dude, like, things just changed. Things changed because now there's a complete recognition of, like, almost like an authority, right? And to top it all off, that same year, we started doing TV ads in our market for us, for our investment company. So we started the whole friends with benefits thing. We started the TV ads and the personal branding, and putting those all together. Now it's like, there's no question whether we're legitimate or not. We're just recognized as an authority in our market. And so that's kind of rolled into, again, another good friend pushing me off the ledge to get into real estate coaching, because a lot of people have been asking me for that. Yeah. And so that business has, you know, grown just in a couple months into a six-figure business already. And, you know, there's tons of potential in that. And so just by building the brand in itself, I wish I would have done it sooner, because with the brand, there's just so much value to it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so happy you said that. And I don't have a gun to his head. He said that on his own. Yeah. I mean, I didn't tell him to say that either before the show.
Yeah. But, no, I mean, just what you can do with a brand is just almost unlimited, because it opens all these other doors. Yeah. And where it's led to is new relationships for other people that are at higher levels, which is another me having the vision for, like, being willing to get into it. Yeah. Now I'm building new relationships with all the other big dogs in the industry. And now I'm sitting at a different table.
Yeah. Yeah. So it created opportunity for you. that you might not have had had you listened to yourself saying, I don't have the tech, I don't have the time, I don't have this, I don't have that. Instead, you said, all right, dude, you're going to kick my butt into this. I'll give it a shot. You were open. You were willing. You dove in and look what happened. Now, one thing that I want to point out before we get moving through this story is I like how you became the content. You didn't look at it as like, oh my God, this sounds like a whole nother job I have to take on. You were like, all right, I hear what you're saying. So I'm just going to walk them. I'm an audience. When I say them, I mean audience. I'm just going to take them along for the ride and show them what I'm doing along the way. That is the best marketing, the best way, in my opinion, to earn. I love the word that you used before, earn your credibility and authority in the space. So congrats to you on that.
It's because it's authentic.
Yes.
Authentic. I'm not here, you know, trying to be flashy. I'm not here trying to pretend that I'm doing certain deals, which trust me, there's some people pretending. I'm showing real deals, right? One of the kind of catchy things that people will talk about is show me your HUD statement, right? Show me your actual transaction. And that's what I do, right? I have a segment on my YouTube channel called Deals with Dean, and I talk about real deals. Hey guys, we had this deal right here. This is what we did. This is the problems we had to overcome. And we made X amount of dollars. Here's the closing statement that shows it, like all that kind of stuff to show it. This is real, guys. This is real. It's not some made up Hollywood story. These are real deals that we did, and we made this money, and we had to overcome these problems, and we've developed the skills to do this. And like, it's not rocket science. You can do it too. I think that authenticity is what people are looking for. So the best advice I'd say for somebody is if you're even getting started, just talk about your journey, right? Talk about you. I'm putting in the work here. I'm learning this skill today, or hey, I'm negotiating on this deal right here and trying to put it together. Like, it doesn't always have to be the flashy end result. Look at my mega mansion. Look at this fancy car or this fancy dinner. Yeah. It could be just the journey. And people are, if they are seeking that like authenticity, they're gonna love it, and they're gonna want to see more of it and see how it turns out for you.
Yeah. See, that's huge that you've highlighted that. And that's something that I want to showcase right here, because that's what people are looking for. They're not looking for the highlight reel. There's plenty of that going on, right? Yeah. You just go to Instagram and there's your highlight reel, and you have hours of content. There's no lack of content out there.
No shortage.
But yeah, that's the word I was looking for. But one of the things that you said, and I want to lose this thought, was, this is something that I think if you get this, if you can download what I'm about to tell you sooner than later, it's going to click for you. So this literally just happened to me. I always thought I had to have everything buttoned up. I always thought that I couldn't show me losing. Otherwise, I would lose credibility. Oh, you're the branding guy, but you're going through a rebrand? What the fuck is that supposed to be? Like, that sounds ridiculous. Or you're asking people these questions, but you're supposed to be the brand guy, right? Then I realized everybody in this world is trying to figure it the fuck out.
Yeah.
Just like I am. And once I own that, my whole content strategy changed, and that anxiety and that stress on my shoulder gone. Cause now I'm just like, I'm just going to put out what I'm working on today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to hit for some, and it's not going to hit for some. It is what it is, but I'm not going to go out there and try to look like everything's buttoned up. That's a road to zero. And so that's a takeaway that I want you guys to get today is just know that everybody that you come, that you connect with or interact with, they're trying to figure this shit out too. And anybody that tells you they got it pegged, I would question it.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. I have a coaching program, but I'm going to other people's training to learn how I can get better, which is what you want someone to do, is constantly be working to get better. I mean, that's how you stay at the top. Cause if you just stay the same, you're going to, you know, not get new skills. You're not going to adapt to how the world is changing, and you're just going to start to decline and fade away.
Yeah.
So we're all trying to get better. We're all trying to figure things out. So yeah, you got to ask questions. You got to continue to learn. And so just share the journey, with people and show them what you're doing, and people are going to grab onto that.
That's awesome, dude. I had no idea where this conversation was going to go, but this is so fruitful, because there's so many people that are listening and watching going, wow, this is what I needed to hear today.
Yeah.
Two guys that are just trying to do their best in what it is that they do, help as many people as they can along the way. And when they rest their head at night, they're proud of what they're doing. And I could see it, you know, you guys can't see it if you're listening to this, but like, you could see it on Dean's face. It's clear and present how passionate he is for what it is that he does. And you could tell, like, he wouldn't have the equipment that he has. Like, he wouldn't have this camera that's staring him in the face right now if he didn't give a shit. Right. And that's what I want you guys to pay attention to. Like, every move you make matters, whether it's to you or to the people that you're serving. So pay attention to that. Like, when people see you investing in you, they're going to say to themselves, shit, I think I need to get my weight up. I think I need to level up my game, because mm-hmm. I want to stay in the same stratosphere as them, or maybe one day supersede them. Who the hell knows? But every move matters. And if you're just transparent with it and genuine with it, you have nothing to worry about. It's when you try to do shit that you don't know anything about, but you're trying to leverage it to get something. Notice the word I use, get. That's when people are going to call you out on your shit. And so just pay attention to that, guys. Like, just do you, and that's going to build you a brand that people are going to be proud of, and they're going to want to interact with you, just like they're reaching out to Dean now. Like, Dean, teach me. Seems like you know what you're doing, and you got the proof to show it. So that's awesome.
Yeah, the thing people are looking for, right, is on top of the authenticity, they're looking for value. Yes. And so if it's, again, you just showing like, hey, look at me, look at that, you're not giving any value. But if you're showing what you're working through, what you're pushing towards, and showing progress, like, people want to see value, and they want to receive value. So they don't want to waste their time. They got plenty of other stuff they can watch to right. take up their time. And so if they're going to want to spend time watching you, got to be authentic, and you got to give value.
That's it. Now, big question before we wrap. What's a big business challenge that you are working through currently?
Boy, I'd say it's kind of a couple different pieces. I'd say the biggest thing is, as you're growing your business and you're scaling, is just continuing to find these new skills around being a leader and being a business owner. For me, for years, just like in football, I didn't have to be the one, you know, calling the plays when I was on the field. I just learned the play. I showed up and I did the work. So as a business owner, some of the skills I learned and focus on when I first started was the skills, how to talk to a seller. What are the questions that I ask? How do I ask them? What kind of tone do I use? And what's the pace and volume that I'm talking with, and all those kind of sales and negotiation skills, and then how to market and find deals and do all that stuff. And I got the skills, but then once I started building a team, I didn't have the leadership skills, right? I could lead by doing, but there's a whole different type of skills around leadership to support them,
right?
And and help them develop their skills around training and having the right tools and systems and all that stuff. So those have been the areas that have been my biggest challenge recently in the past year, is learning how to be better at that so that I can have my team performing at the highest level and they're getting the most value out of it, which then in turn gives me the most value.
Yeah.
So it's really finding how to be the best leader that I can be, by having the right systems in place, having, you know, the right training in place and all of that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And you're not alone, my friend. We got a little visitor behind us. He's looking for his big brother. Wow. What a conversation. This one's going to go down in the books as practicing what we preach and sharing what brand does and how it changes people's lives, how it changes people's businesses. Mm-hmm. And congratulations, dude. What an awesome journey. What an awesome story. Congrats that you made such a huge decision in your first career that has led you to where you're at today. And you could tell. I mean, you're hanging around with the right people and you're doing the right things and you're man, congratulations, dude.
Thanks, man. I put in a lot of work for it, but I feel like I'm still at the tip of the iceberg, you know, and I think, you know, just to wrap it into all things that you love around brand, I think the brand is now this new vehicle that is taking me to this next level. And really the brand again is allowing me to sit at this table with that new peer kind of aspect, rather than me sitting at a table as a student or someone who's just not quite there, because I have the brand and the credit to support and validate the things that I've done, right, and put it out there for everybody to see and understand. Now I'm able to sit at these new tables and have a say in the conversation.
That's awesome. One last question. This is like out of left field, but I'm genuinely curious. What YouTube outside of real estate, right? You said you wanted to work on your leadership skills, soft skills, et cetera. What are some YouTube channels that you're diving into to kind of help you hone in on that? Or what resources are you studying and consuming?
Yeah. The main information right now that I'm getting the most value is from people like Alex Hormozi.
Of course.
I feel like his stuff is just, it's so like surgically precise. He's not wasting any breath. He's not wasting any time. He's putting the time and effort to get straight to the point. And what he's saying and coming out of his mouth is extremely valuable. And for people to have the skill to be able to do that is a skill in itself.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Dude, I remember Alex, me and Alex were in Russell Brunson's group together years ago. And this guy was, I remember him. He was making videos off his phone, walking around, you know, and just doing his thing. Literally, this dude started from the bottom of the bottom, bro. And he's just exploded, I would say, over the last 6 months. I think he sold his business and that's what just catapulted him into a different realm of universe. And congrats to him and his wife, fiance. I think it's wife now.
Wife,
but yeah. For doing, yeah, he's straight to the point, you know, and that's how he's gotten to where he's at. Yeah. So Alex Hormozi, what else?
Alex Hormozi, Ryan Pineda, Carlos Reyes.
That's the guy on your website. I couldn't think of his name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are all people that I look up to and, I feel are authentic, good people. And so I want to be around those people. I want to spend time with them and I want to learn like, what is it that they're doing? Yeah. It's allowing them to get to those next levels. And like you said, it's investing in yourself. You know, all these people have invested time in themselves to not only develop new skills, but to understand themselves and be able to bring that back in a brand and articulate that authenticity. And people want it. People want it and they want to spend time learning more about it. And so that's, I think, a lot of the lessons that I've learned. So I'm starting my journey now on the branding side, but I feel like, you know, with more time and effort, it's just going to take off.
Yeah, you're just going to get better and better. You know, those people that are vibrating at that frequency, when you spend enough time with them, that energy starts to rub off on you.
Yes.
You know, and you start to soak that in. I've noticed that too, you know. You are the average of the five people that you hang out with the most. And if you're hanging out with people that are constantly, woe is me, nothing's ever good enough, I'd rather do this than that, it's always a struggle. I mean, eventually that's going to start to sink into your skin and you're going to be just as just as a pain in the ass as they are, you know, so in plain English.
Yeah.
So, you know, you get around the right people and the right things happen. I'm a firm believer in that. So that's awesome, man. Dean, we got to keep in touch because I'm curious to see where you take this thing, man, because I feel like you're just revving the engines. You're just started.
That's right. I appreciate it, man. No, it's been fun. Like I said, you get to meet a lot of amazing, great people and you realize like, hey, these people, like when I got in the locker room sitting next to, you know, Phillip Rivers and Antonio Gates, these people aren't that much different than me, except for the fact that they're making $100 million, except that part, that little small little part.
Yeah. Couple commas different in the bank account. Well,
yeah. But these people aren't that much different than me. Mm-hmm. So what is it that I can do to, you know, get to that level? And so as I kind of work through the real estate business and obviously getting the results, closing the deals, but when it comes to the branding side and just putting the content together, like you're just a few steps away from getting to that next level.
Yeah, dude.
You know, totally. And you might just be getting in your own way. Like when I was in my own head about, I can't do this. I don't know. This is too difficult. I don't know what the right camera is. Right. My friend's like, dude, come on. Like, this is easy. Let me send you these links and boom, you're up and running. You can start, you know, in 2 days when Amazon Prime gets there.
Right. Right.
That's all it took. So, yeah, man, it's a fun journey and, I can't wait to see where it goes, man.
Oh man, I'm happy for you, dude. I cannot wait either. Before we wrap, where can people learn more about you and start to follow you and your journey?
Yeah,
as you continue to crush it.
Thanks, man. Yeah, so you can go to deanrogers.com. If you go to, you know, contact, it's got all the stuff on there for YouTube, which youtube.com/DeanRogers. Instagram's at Dean Rogers Real Estate. But you can find all that at deanrogers.com. And yeah, man, reach out to me, guys. If you're watching this and you want to stay in contact, you can follow me on YouTube and Instagram and just reach out. You know, I have people every single day reaching out, asking questions. And I'm so crazy passionate about it that I want to talk about real estate all the time. So I'm happy to answer questions and help you push through or overcome an obstacle, which is what we do all day long. So happy to connect with others.
Dean, my man. Such a pleasure meeting you. Thank you for coming on the show and we will chat soon.
I look forward to it.